T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back into the show. It is Sports with Coleman on the Fan as we go until 10 p.m. We are joined. Our next guest is a guy who I covered, a team known as, I can say it, the Redskins back in the day with this man for about 3 years. You may recall it, maybe not. I don't know, because he had just come from Los Angeles. And now he's big time, a senior NFL writer for ESPN and an author. His name is Jason Reed. Jay, how you doing? It's been a while.
Jerry, how are you going to act like I may not remember you? What is that? What is that? Come on. Of course. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. It is so wonderful to hear your voice. You know I work with Lock and Fora.
I am aware you work with Lock and Fora, man. I keep up on you guys. Come on now.
All right. Your cohort back in the days at the Washington Post now works with me. Now, was there something you recall maybe about Jason with his fashion when he came to camp every day? Maybe something you noticed on his lid?
Jason's fashion. I got to tell you, man. I don't know if I describe the way Jason dresses as fashion. You'll have to refresh my memory on that.
I'm not going to call him out on the radio. A lot of people will talk about it on Twitter. I'm just saying he was wearing the cap of a different baseball team than the one he's rooting for right now. Is all I'm going to say.
Oh, okay. I know he's a huge O's fan.
Yeah. I just don't remember seeing the Orioles hat a lot at Redskin Park back in the day. But I'll digress from that and move along here.
Okay.
Because we do have to talk about the book, A Tremendous One, The Rise of the Black Quarterback, and what it means for America. And what got you motivated to write this book in the first place, Jason?
You know, Jerry, here's what happened. I was actually having a conversation with Doug Williams over dinner before the 2019 season. He had mentioned to me that these guys, these black quarterbacks going to that season, were really poised to do something great. And I hadn't really thought about it too much, but then I did start thinking about it. And, you know, the 2019 season was the 100th season of the NFL. The NFL was commemorating its 100-year anniversary that year, at least its 100th season. And I just thought about the juxtaposition of, on the one hand, the NFL, you know, turning 100, and on the other hand, this group that was historically the most marginalized group in the league's history, black men who aspired to play quarterback in the league, rising up to this position where in the 100th season they could have this great season. So I went to my editors at ESPN and I said I wanted to kind of take a season-long look at this group. Lamar Jackson was going into his first full season as a starter with the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore had, you know, just torn down their offense, the stuff that they ran with Joe Flacco, and rebuilt the offense around Jackson. So I thought, okay, there could be something there. Patrick Mahomes had won the NFL MVP award in his first season as a starter the year before. And, you know, he was coming back, and there was a lot of talk about him. And Russell Wilson was having great seasons in Seattle. Dak Prescott was in Dallas. Kyler Murray was the number one overall pick in the draft. So anyway, I told my bosses I wanted to do this, and they said, okay, fine. And, you know, we know what happened. The rest is history. Lamar Jackson was better than anyone could have imagined. He winds up becoming only the second quarterback in the history of the NFL AP MVP voting to be a unanimous winner. If Lamar had not been the unanimous winner of the MVP award, Russell Wilson would have finished second that year. Dak Prescott had a great season. Kyler Murray becomes the offensive rookie of the year. And then Patrick Mahomes wins the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl MVP award, leads Kansas City to their first championship in 50 years. And in doing so, becomes the youngest quarterback then at 24 to have a Super Bowl trophy, a league MVP award, and a Super Bowl MVP award. So, you know, it kind of worked out in terms of the project. Anyway, after the season was over, I was coming back to the Super Bowl, and some people reached out to me, and they were like, hey, you know, we think there's a book here. And, you know, about 70 to 75 interviews later and about 88,000 words later, we have Rise of the Black Quarterback.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned Doug Williams. Was he the one that really started to change GM and owners' minds, Jason? Because something changed since the 70s and 80s for sure. There were very few black quarterbacks back then, as you're well aware.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, truthfully, when you think about the history of the league, Doug Williams was the first black quarterback drafted in the first round of the NFL draft. NFL started in 1920. Doug Williams wasn't drafted in the first round until 1978. So, you know, you think about that, that period of time. I mean, Doug Williams, you know, what I like to, when people ask me this question, I try to break it down kind of into sections. Doug Williams' performance in against the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl, everybody knows what he did. You know, the four touchdown passes, 340 yards, the Washington Redskins, that's who they were at the time, just destroyed the Denver Broncos. And that plant of the seed, it was a seminal moment because up until that point, the narrative was black quarterbacks were too stupid to play in the NFL, let alone win the Super Bowl and become the MVP. So that was a huge moment, Jerry, no doubt about that. But another thing I point to is Warren Moon, who did not get drafted in 1978 in the NFL, went to Canada, despite the fact that he helped Washington, the University of Washington, win the Rose Bowl, and he was the conference's co-player of the year. He goes to Canada after he doesn't get drafted, just puts up massive numbers, wins championships. He signs as a free agent with the Houston Oilers, and after a rough start initially, he just goes in this run, and you know he goes to 9 Pro Bowls. He finishes high in the MVP voting. The Houston Oilers consistently have success. So I try to break it down really with both Doug and Warren, and then we also have to factor in Randall Cunningham, because as we get into the late 1980s, early 1990s, Cunningham, who was a second-round pick of the Philadelphia Eagles, he gets in there when he's young, and he, you know, he does things the league has never seen. So the three of them really get the ball really rolling. Doug, Warren, Randall Cunningham, and then we see, you know, we fast forward all the way to 1999. Three black quarterbacks are taken in the first round of the NFL draft. Donovan McNabb, Dante Culpepper, and Akili Smith. And then in 2001, something that no one thought would ever be possible in the NFL, Michael Vick was drafted number one overall, a black quarterback. And really, it's been the last, I don't know, 20, 25 years where you really see black quarterbacks take off.
You're right. And the guy that is most compared to Michael Vick is right here in Baltimore, and Lamar Jackson, who you mentioned, who was not drafted till the end of the first round. The Ravens nabbed him. He was labeled as a wide receiver by one ex-executive. And then you have anonymous cowards out there who won't put their name when they try to evaluate Lamar. Does Lamar need to win a Super Bowl, Jason, just to quiet the critics?
Jerry, you know, I love that you asked that question, because I was just talking about this in another interview. You know, the anonymous quotes that came out in The Athletic about the fact that Lamar can't, the Ravens can't win if Lamar has to pass, it's so ridiculous on so many levels, because I can point to metrics that show that Lamar has made improvement in the passing game. And look, I would never try to say that Lamar is as accomplished as a pocket passer as a Patrick Mahomes or an Aaron Rodgers, but he has improved, and the Ravens can win when he has to pass. Matter of fact, in week 5 last year, I'm sure a lot of your listeners know this, Jerry, week 5 last year, Ravens are down by 19 points. Lamar, passing the ball, engineers this great comeback, throws for 442 yards, 4 touchdown passes, 2 two-point conversions, and Baltimore wins the game, he sets a completion record at 86%. I mean, that was one great game, but Lamar has had other good games passing. And so the narrative that Lamar is a horrible passer and that he can't win, that the Ravens can't win if he has to throw the ball, is lazy and false.
Yep. He has a different style. He's not the typical drop-back passer, as you have stated. He is a different breed, and I believe he's a winner. He's won at every level.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. What are the Ravens, something like 37-12 with him as a starting quarterback? Now, look, Jerry, we know what happened against the Titans that year at home. Ravens, you know, number one overall seed in the playoffs. They have the home game. And look, Lamar did not play well in that game, and the defense got run over, okay? I mean, you know, Henry had a great game for the Titans, that Lamar did not play well. And in this league, quarterbacks are judged on statistics, but they're mostly judged on one thing, Super Bowls. That's why Tom Brady is considered the greatest of all time, because of all those rings. So I do agree with you. No matter what Lamar does, and this anonymous quote in The Athletic pretty much sums up what you and I are talking about, Jerry.
Yeah.
The defensive coordinator, the anonymous defensive coordinator, the gutless defensive coordinator, says, I don't care if he wins 12 MVPs, he's not a tier one quarterback to me. Well, that's ridiculous.
It's one of the dumbest quotes ever.
Jerry, it really was. And I remember reading it, I was thinking, well, this is just asinine. I mean, like, of course he's a tier one quarterback if he does that. But that aside, I do believe, Jerry, I really think you're right about this. Until or unless he wins the Super Bowl, there will always be a criticism of him, no matter how much he improves as a passer, no matter how well he passes. But let me just say this. Patrick Mahomes won a Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes does play in the pocket primarily. He does things, you know, to move around as well, but he doesn't have the athletic ability of a Lamar Jackson. But even winning a Super Bowl, even winning a league MVP award, even winning a Super Bowl MVP award, that another gutless defensive coordinator says, well, you take away his first read, he plays street ball. I mean, you see that these things, as much as things have improved, and, you know, let me be clear about this, buddy. Things have never been better for black quarterbacks in the NFL. The contracts that they have, the stature that they have in the league, the power, they've never been better. But better in progress doesn't mean perfect.
No, you are so right. Put your name on these quotes if you're going to make them, is what I'm saying. So,
absolutely.
Listen, as always, great to catch up. I hope we can do it again. Let everyone know about how they can obtain this terrific and unique book, The Rise of the Black Quarterback, What It Means for America by Jason Reed. I'm sure Amazon is one of those places, bookstores as well.
Yeah, man, you know, I like bookstores because I like books. Support your local bookstores. But, yeah, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Target.com. You know, and I got to tell you, Jerry, before I go, the Lamar chapter is my favorite one in the book because the Lamar chapter is about so much more than football. It's about so much that swirls around him and that he inspired in people. So, yeah, my man, thank you very much, and great catching up.
I encourage every Ravens fan, every football fan should go out and read this book. And, Jason, great to hear you again, and hopefully it won't be so long down the road, but continued success to you, my man.
Hey, brother, same to you. And, you know, one of these days, tell me what the thing that Lachlan Ford had in his cap, okay?
I will. I think I'll have a direct line to you at some point, and I'll give you a little hint and refresh your memory. All right, talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks for having me, brother.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.